You were mentioning over here on West Paces Ferry Road, a lot of rich people live there. Where else around here do rich people live?
Well, now your wealth has moved out around Sandy Springs, which is on out in the county. And when they annexed that area down there, the plan of improvement, you know, we were talking about that the other night. And a lot of those people, to avoid the city taxes and the integration of schools and so forth, they moved out to Sandy Springs area. And then the developer started developing that area out in there. And then it went on out. Now it's down Johnson's Ferry Road, which goes out of Sandy Springs and crosses a river and goes into Cobb County. And that riverside section down in there now is as nice as any home. Yeah. It's real nice.
What do you consider around Atlanta middle-class neighborhoods now?
Well, the middle-class neighborhood is down around Garden Hills now. I would consider that. And probably in this area, which we live over here now.
Mm-hmm. How about Morningside?
Morningside's a middle-class area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and you were mentioning Cabbage Town. Did you say that?
Yeah, that's right downtown and Buttermilk Bottom and all that. I never did know the location, but it's down around Forest Avenue, down in that section where they're developing those. It was bought up in this urban renewal thing.
Yeah.
That's where they bought it up. The federal government bought it up, and they started developing it.
Uh-huh. What about, where do other poor people live other than close downtown? How about south of town, maybe?
Well, actually, your poorest section now, on this northeast section of town, and by the way, they're putting a lot of the misplaced persons are the people that they're bringing in, say, from Cuba, for example. Over there where our office is on Morosco Drive, Lindbergh Drive, and Morosco Apartments, and that section off of Piedmont Road in there, that, in fact, the Broadview Shopping Center now, and Kmart's and store, and some of the larger stores in there, they have hired a lot of the clerks and things in there, and they have these specials, announcements, for we're having specials on so-and-so, and they give it in English and then in Spanish, so that the shoppers in there can, you know. And they have quite a few shoppers in there that are Spanish. In fact, we have them come in our office over there. And a lot of our girls that work on the counter can't speak Spanish, so they just let them write their name, you know. And when they come in, they'll give the name, and then they'll say, how do you spell it? And they'll spell it for them again, and they'll look it up, see, with the stubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the poor section in there. But those people are real nice to deal with. We have no problems with them. Doing real good.
What here in Atlanta, we've talked about parks a good bit, but what do you consider Atlanta landmarks that you know, other people might not know if they came in and you started talking about?
Well, the first thing you would think about was the Grant Park,
mm-hmm.
for example, and the Sacrorama, and Stone Mountain, which is right out from Atlanta, you know, here.
Yeah.
And right downtown, you think of the Henry Grady Monument, the Flatiron Building, and things like that. Those are old.
Building,
and the Candler Building, which was named after the founder of the Coca-Cola Company, you know.
Grant Park, let me go back to that. How do you consider that neighborhood in there now?
The Grant Park area has gone down considerably.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a real nice middle-class section of town. And the older people have died out, and the younger people have moved and migrated, and now the blacks from Fraser Street and through that section have had to have expand, and they've moved into that area, quite a bit of it.